Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking, of course, about waiting on God. And we're going to start talking about the practical consequences of waiting on Him. We've talked about waiting for Him and on Him and with Him. Bottom line, we're talking about relationship with Him, recognizing that He is a being, He's a person, not like us because He created us, but all the characteristics that we can think of, He has, because that's where our thoughts came from. But our relationship with Him, He reveals Himself to us in His own way, in His own timing, and on His own terms. What we do is we respond and expect and accept. And we seek and desire a relationship with Him on His terms, and when He gives us something to do in that relationship, we do it. It's not about fulfilling a law or a mandate or a requirement. It's responding to His overtures. So when He says, "Come, all you who labor, and I will give you rest," we come. We respond. So Lord, right now, for all those who have been laboring and seek rest and need rest, Lord, we ask right now that you give them that rest. You reveal yourself and you touch them in whatever way, whenever unique way is necessary in each situation. Lord, we come against all interference that will be interfering with what you are doing in these situations. For those that have a legal right to be here, you must go sit in a corner and can't interfere with anything God is doing, and He will deal with you in His own time. But for those who don't have a legal right to be here, you must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you. Whether you have a work sent or directed or invited, you must go now. So Lord, we just ask that you meet us where we're at. You know what we need far better than we do. So we know we can trust you to meet those needs. Lord, we recognize that so often the need that we're carrying is the very root to you. It's how you're getting our attention. The need we have is you knocking on that door. And all we need to do, rather than solve the problem ourselves, it's to go to you with the problem, with the need. Open the door and invite you to come in. Not just salvation, Lord, but to sup with you, to be with you, to be nourished and encouraged and healed and changed by you. And Lord, we give you permission to do whatever is necessary in our lives in order to accomplish that which we both want: wholeness, oneness, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, we want to make the most of our time here on this earth. And we don't want to leave things undone simply because we didn't take and make the time or because we didn't recognize you. Make it so that we can't miss you. Make it so obvious and so clear. Confirm, even now, those questions that people have. Is that a direction from the Lord? Confirm it now, Lord. In whatever unique way for each individual. And just take that encouragement right now. That yes, this is the direction the Lord has been giving you. Don't just take it and run with it. Spend some time with him and come up with a plan. The Lord wants you to learn to rely on him, not just for the big picture, but for the details as well. So, Lord, we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do in our lives this week. And we're open to whatever it is you want to do in our lives. And we thank you. And we've been talking about waiting and the practical consequences. And receiving direction is one of the big ones. And one of the things we all want that really helps with stress in this world is that confidence that we are hearing him clearly. We all have a list of things that we think we need to do to be a good Christian. And we want to start taking those things to God and talking to him because his list is a lot shorter than ours. And by trying to maintain a long list, very often we are keeping ourselves from fulfilling the short ones on his list. But take the time. Set appointments with God to be with him about specific issues you have. But be involved. You are yoked with him. You are working with him. There's parts you play. You are involved in the process. So if he says, I've given you the desire in your heart to become a doctor. You don't just sit aside and wait for him to drop a diploma into your hands. You recognize, okay, I'm going to have to go to college. I'm going to need the grades. I'm going to need to study. There's a process involved. And you start figuring out, okay, this is what I need to do. Well, that's true with anything you believe the Lord is directing you to do. Not just the big things, but sometimes it's the little things. Be a better parent. Okay, how do I do that? You do some research. What does a good parent look like? And where are you missing that? Is it part of that you don't know? Do some research. With the internet today, there's no excuse to not know, to not have that information. Is it about you need to make better financial decisions? Don't just, okay, God's going to solve it by putting a bunch more money in my hands. Since usually that's not why we have financial problems, is the lack of money, it's how we manage it. That's something you can learn how to do. How to have better health, better relationships. Those are things that God does his part, and we learn to do our part by bringing our soul under subjection to our spirit, recognizing that We are not entirely spirit being here on this earth. And our soul is the bridge between the natural and the spiritual. So it learns and knows both those languages. And this is how we do it. By living on this earth, living well. So, practical consequences of waiting. The first one is going to be relief. We've got so much stress these days, having a relief. Entering rest. This is something many people need and need to know how to get it without the changing of their circumstances. And yet, it needs to be something we can be involved in. Fortunately, learning to wait on the Lord is something we can all do now, regardless of our circumstances. Doesn't take any special skills or abilities. In a sense, all it takes is time. And we all have the same 24 hours per day. Now, we all have a different amount going on during the day, but God knows that. And as you respond to His drawing during the day, you'll find a greater rest throughout the day. Even when things seem chaotic, you'll find His presence gives you rest. When we realize that God is waiting for us to wait, and that setting aside those special times of waiting is something we can do, doing it can take the pressure off of us as we learn to rest and let Him do the work the rest of the day. So instead of having to perform or achieve to get a blessing from God or to earn that relationship with Him, as we wait on Him, our soul, again, falls back into its original orientation with the spirit and body, and we can rest in the realization that all requirements for a relationship with God have already been paid. When Jesus died on the cross, He made the way. But through the resurrection, the way was restored. When we join Him in the process, when He restores our spirit and gives us that eternal life, where we are experiencing a restoration of relationship, we receive that eternal life. And the process begins that is His desire within us. We don't have to earn or achieve any standards, or measure up or qualify. We don't have to learn how to love. We don't have to learn how to give. You are a lover. That's your new nature. You are a giver. That's your new nature. You don't have to learn how to do it. You are it. Now he will put you in situations where you learn how your new nature functions in that situation. Instead of thinking, okay, now what would be a loving thing to do in this situation? Your spirit, the eternal life within you, you find yourself doing it, or being it, or expressing it. Very often you have to go back and you go, okay, now what just happened there? The more you partake of the eternal life yourself, we are the first partakers of healing and encouragement and power and strength. And the more we partake of it first, the more it is available for others. And it's not because of understanding or knowledge or even recognizing that experience. It's because it's flowing through us, in and to and through. And with that process, spending time with him, we gain that confidence that we are doing all that he requires of us by waiting for him to do the change. What is it that he's expecting of us? He's expecting of us to be available and to accept and receive. That's what he made us for. It's the wineskin. He is the creator. His nature, let's go back to what his nature is. He's a lover, and how does he express that love? By giving. For God so loved, he gave. So what does a giver need in order to be fulfilled? He needs a receiver, a recipient. And that's grace. That's his grace. That we receive what God gives unconditionally. We receive unconditionally. And just accept it. And just say thanks. That's what the grace that comes through the cross and resurrection is all about. When we talk about unconditional, we start from God's point of view. He wants to give himself unconditionally. But in order for that to happen, he needs a recipient who will receive and accept unconditionally. Now, as we experience the healing and the relief and the change by accepting his love, his nature, we too have that same nature, and it starts to be awakened in us, and we find ourselves doing the same thing, giving unto others unconditionally. And just saying, you're welcome. We taste and experience first. And how God uses that, if he does, is up to him. Now he knows what we need. He knows we need encouragement. So he lets us know, he gives us these tastes, these changes in our life to show us that he is real and really interested in us and is really changing us. So it's not about blind faith or being confident because other people believe a certain thing. It's by experience. And as you wait on him, he will give you appropriate and his chosen experiences. But he will also give you relief. Another consequence of waiting is he will quicken your senses. Now, you have, again, your spirit, soul, and body. You have spiritual senses, you have soulical senses, and you have physical senses. Your physical senses function in the natural realm. Your soulical senses function in the supernatural realm. And your spiritual senses function in the spiritual realm. Now, each set of senses can be enlivened by other realms. But this is only by experience. So when we talk about seeing into the spirit, generally speaking, it's not with your physical eyes. And it's not even with your supernatural eyes. But as you spend more time, your spiritual senses become more tuned. And your supernatural, as well as your supernatural and sometimes even your physical senses, they start to function as they were originally created, as they were originally were intended. And let's think back about Adam and Eve before they fell and they walked in the garden with God. And they saw him and they heard him. I don't think they were using their natural ears and their natural eyes. They were spirit beings. And they had a soul and they lived in a body, but they didn't even know they were naked because they didn't see each other. They didn't see themselves with their natural eyes. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but think about our expectations. And as you experience what God wants to show you, be open to changing your mind. We're all in this together. We're all finding out how this all works. And it's something for us to enjoy, the process. The Lord himself changes us in ways that we can't even imagine. Then provides us with the opportunities in our lives, the circumstances, to test what our senses are picking up. He teaches us, and then he tests us. Just simply by giving us, and it's not about passing or failing or about achieving a certain level. This is about relationship. He's teaching us that we can trust him. His voice becomes easier to recognize because we've become more familiar with his voice. and his ways become more obvious and easier to respond to. His presence comforts us, encourages us, and leads, guides, and directs us ever more subtly. Sometimes we think that the closer we are to God, the more clear and loud his direction will be. But a lot of times, the more time we spend with him, the less loud he has to be. He can whisper in our ear that he wants to spend some time, that he has some new information for us, or turn to the left, turn to the right, or slow down, or whatever he wants to say to us. The more our ear is tuned to his voice, the quieter his instruction may be. So often, it's not a good thing, it's not necessarily a good thing that he has to send an angel with a trumpet or a telegram to give us direction. That may be because we missed him all the other times that he was speaking to us, and he had to basically hit us over the head to get our attention. And we don't want to be like that. We want to be sensitive to the slightest direction. The more our focus is fine-tuned on the things of the Spirit, the more the things of this natural realm become strangely dim. Those things that we thought were so important become less so. The things that we thought we needed to spend hours on, we find out they really don't need any of our time. And it's not even so much that he convicts us of wasting our time. Instead, he draws us to spending time with him, or spending time on those things that are important so we get them over with and can spend time with him. That presence, knowing he is with us and we are in him, that becomes our home, our comfort, our nourishment, our life. And we find ourselves at peace with him, at peace with others and with ourselves, and accepting our circumstances and our situation, or changing them where God directs. Because we experience what is truly valuable and what is truly eternal life. And that's where we'll leave it. This week, be open and inviting. Lord, whatever you have for us, don't let us miss you. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again this same time next week. Until then, feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org, through the blog there, or through Blog Talk Radio. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.